back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season, and all of our WNST conversations, of course, brought to you by our friends at Fadley's and by our friends at State Fair. And I'm just going to cut to the chase with this one. Don Mohler dropped the whopper on me. It's only been literally hours since we lost the former Baltimore County executive, Ted Venatolis. Don, I'm just going to let you have at it because we got a lot of raw emotion here in the aftermath of this. And I'll let you inform our audience why, because when I woke up this morning, Ted Venatolis' name was on my calendar.
Right. This is one of the probably the only time that we're doing a Baltimore Positive episode that I'm struggling to be very positive this morning. Damien got a call. I got a call. We're also with Damien O'Doherty, one of the founders of KO Public Affairs, close friend and confidant of our legendary friend, Ted Venatolis. We both got calls late last night that Ted had passed suddenly. We don't have a lot of details, but it was heartbreaking. And as you indicate, Nestor, we had Ted coming on the show this morning to not only talk gubernatorial politics, national politics, but his effort with the Sun, and Damien's been so involved in that. And I think, you know, the way I'll start and then we'll just sort of go around. I feel an incredible hole in my heart, and it's hard to explain. I remember there was, yeah, I'll paraphrase it, but there's like an old episode of the Andy Griffith Show, and they talk about the heavens being fuller, and I think about that, and I think, boy, the world is a little darker today, but aren't the heavens a little brighter? And I just have read a couple of excerpts so far, and I'm going to also paraphrase our good buddy Michael Olesker, who was quoted in one of the articles as saying that he had covered politics for, you know, decades. And without a doubt, Ted Venatolis was one of the most optimistic, cheerful elected officials, political strategists that he had ever met. And to me, that just captures Ted. I don't think I ever saw Ted without a smile on his face. And the countless hours he spent with me, being a mentor, looking at issues, helping me think bigger, helping my friend Kevin Kamenetz, who just, you know, adored Ted and valued his friendship. It's a hole that's going to be hard to fill for me. Damien, you have a special relationship with Ted.
I think Ted, I had no more special relationship with Ted than thousands of other people across Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm literally typing that he was a confidant to everyone, right? Like, literally, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
It literally was.
He had a lot of, you know, when you watch that, or you listen to Hamilton, and you wonder, like, how does this person in New York have all this energy to do all these things? Well, if you trace Ted's career back to starting with Carlton Sickles, the at-large congressman, his writing Hail to the Thief, I think it was called. He's written a book about the presidency in peril. And then Monday night in Baltimore, we have the Baltimore Ravens versus, in a sense, the Colts, the Baltimore Colts, in a sense. And Ted was so instrumental in that fight. He was William Donald Schaefer's campaign manager when he was young, but stayed with him throughout and was a critical person trying to lure Indianapolis or lure the Colts back home to Indianapolis in so many different ways. And so it's fitting that Monday night we're going to have this triumphant evening with the Ravens there, and really shows what's possible when a whole community comes together and begs and fights and scratches and claws and kicks and to get what they feel that they need and deserve as a community. And they just felt that and expressed that so much so recently with the Save Our Son effort. And now a whole new nonprofit news organization that Ted wrote about and envisioned with the Able Foundation. That thing is coming to life. And so it will be there will be a live tribute to this man every day, you know, on the screens of thousands of Marylanders who will get local news because Ted stood up there and fought for it. And you'll see more of that coming out over time, I believe, but his efforts boostering Baltimore and his efforts is this masterfully local person who achieved everything a local guy could do in Baltimore, but he had a global reach. He had a network of people all over the country. When we did some major port enterprises, he was on the Port Authority. He had ties all over the world, as you would expect a Greek political maestro like Ted to have. So he was local, he was global, and he tied it all together unlike most anybody can.
Well, you said his network of friends, Damien. I mean, from and the thing about Ted was not one that was ever going to quote unquote big time you. Ted Venatul was always the kid from Red Shield Boys Club, right over in Patterson Park. It's the young guy who took Speaker Pelosi to a dance in a friendship that has existed, you know, for 70 and 80 years. Best friends with former Mayor Tommy D'Alessandro. As you said, he connects with people in a way that is so special. And I never asked Ted's age. And when the Sun paper reported he was 87, you know, I had Ted pegged at 81 or 82 and thought he was incredibly energetic. But
you like how he snuck that second county executive term in on you like that, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's like 87 years old, and his energy always amazing and remarkable. But over the past year, seeing him work from early in the morning to late at night to bring a new media alternative to Baltimore and the region, he was tireless. He was traveling to New York, as Damien said. He was traveling to Chicago. He was traveling all over the United States trying to build this new enterprise. And, you know, I think it's that and Nestor, I want to get your reaction as well. You know, it's that, but yet the things that bring a twinkle to my eye, they're little things. And I truly am going, when we're done today, I'm going to go down and pull myself what I call a Venatulus Bloody Mary. We were at
Nestor. And then you should go to State Fair, dude. That's the last time we had a Bloody Mary with Ted. Right?
And Ned, I mean, Nestor, he was at one of our favorite places. He was at Costas. And, of course, he knows all the Costas family, the whole crew over there.
He pronounced it differently. He called it Costa.
Costas. He called Costas. Right. Costas. So he ordered a Bloody Mary, and he said to the waitress, "And would you do me a favor? Would you just put a dash of orange juice in the?" And I looked at him and I said, "A dash of orange juice." And he goes, "You'll never go back." Yeah, he goes, "It just gives it that little extra something." So as he was having this Bloody Mary, so those of you out there who want to pay tribute to Ted, pour yourself a Bloody Mary and add just a dash of orange juice, and it'll become known as the Venatulus Mary. But just a special, special guy. Nestor, you developed a really special, I almost think Ted thought himself was like your grandfather. I mean, you guys really
Ted,
developed this.
Anytime Ted would call me, I'd look down and the phone would be ringing and it's Ted, or I'd get a text from him because he lived next door to me. And if I'll get him. I mean, if I look through my text, the last 50 texts with Ted are I put a sunrise up and it pissed him off that he missed it. So he would get me back and send me a sunrise that I missed because he knew I was out of town or something, you know, because we were neighbors. We live, you know, we live next door to each other in the winter because he would summer in the Delaware shoreline because I was trying to get together with him all summer about this project he's working on and other things we were doing together. And he would say, I'm in Delaware. I'll be back next weekend. And the week he's here, I'm gone. And I was on the I feel like a real idiot for running around the Eastern Shore, not running up to his place back in August. I was up there hugging kangaroos about 5 minutes from his house. But yeah, I'm still in the first 30 minutes of like trying to process it a little bit, because the one thing I would say about Ted, he was so alive. Like he had, right. You know, like to take that energy out of the world, that energy gone, that is something that I'm going to have a little trouble coming to grips with, because I think anybody that any ever spent for you to say no, he never big leagued anybody, that would be probably the realness of him, the authenticity of him, the regular guy part of him was something I think everyone experienced with Ted. It's something,
I mean,
that
this is a guy,
it's not just authentic to him. It's just the only way he could be.
I mean, we're talking a guy who's on first name basis with presidents and personal friends with the speaker and spending the night and having dinner with Jerry Brown and running presidential campaigns. I mean, this is
winning a presidential primary for Jerry Brown in Maryland in 1976. Nobody right. thought it was possible. I mean, huge achievements. He took a bankrupt newspaper, flipped it around, added a bunch of other community newspapers, bundled it up and sold it to the Sun. You know, very, very.
And in the midst of all this, Damien, and those of us who know him, an incredible family man. I mean, his love and affection for his wife, Lynn, and daughter, Teddy, and going to tennis matches and just being joyous and going to New York to spend time with Teddy. I mean, at his core, he's family, community. But we, and Damien, you touch on it, not small accomplishments, and there's no hyperbole in this at all. I'm going to ask folks, and I know a number of us will be posting, and Damien, you sent me one this morning, an op-ed. There's an op-ed that Ted wrote about city-county cooperation. I mean, to think about it, Ted Venatoulis was talking and dipping his toe into regionalism back in 1974. 1974, folks, when it was politically very, very risky. But I can tell you that Ted never backed off of that. And Kevin Kamenetz always gave Ted credit. Kevin drove for Ted. So when Ted was running county executive, young Kevin Kamenetz was driving him around.
Driver, really?
It was driving him around. That was his first dabble in politics. And when, after the Freddie Gray riots and Kevin got, you know, so much positive feedback for his effort to say to county folks, let's get back down the city. We're all in this together. And Kevin did a number of videos. He forgave the debt due for police aid. And we're very, very proud of that. And there were a number of people involved in helping County Executive Kamenetz chart that course, but no one was more important in that effort than Ted. Ted was on the phone right away saying, "Don, we've got to get the county to help out here. I know that's where Kevin's heart is. We got to work through." And he was always on Kevin's shoulder as boy, I loved your word confidant, Nestor, because that's a book in itself.
How many people will call Ted Venatoulis today a confidant? He was a guy you could call, it was like a priest. You could call him in the middle of the night and talk about things with him. Literally, for everybody, I know both of you have done that with Ted. I know you have, because I have.
I heard this expression that Tina Fey said recently. She said, "You know, I don't do singles." And I think that's exactly the way Ted rolled. He, you know, whether it was his relationship with Lynn, they were just equal partners, power couple, dynamo, with the Speaker of the House, the entire federal delegation. They split that relationship down the middle. And I remember following them out of the train station in D.C. And I had trouble keeping up with both of them because they both walked so fast and they walked together. Right. And I just remember them going ahead and me trying to keep up with them. That's the kind of relationship they had. And just a remarkable human being. But Tina Fey said, I don't do singles. And so if you look around and you see these pictures of Ted, he's always with another person. And, you know, Tom D'Alessandro, the young Tommy, the mayor of Baltimore, was his best friend in the world. He didn't really get down too much about death. And I'm going to take that with, because he felt like this energy was passing to people, I think. And so he didn't get real down about it. That one struck him like no other, but that inspired me to just never do politics as a single, always find somebody to do it with. The last 18 months of his life, he was trying to figure out a way to get Baltimore a more robust local news ecosystem. And he was up, as you said, every day and long nights and really impressing Stuart Baynham.
But he believed in journalism, you know, and yes, he watched did. Trump, you know, the last four, you know, like literally he believed in questions being asked and accountability because he found dirty money in the walls at his job from the vice president. You know what I'm saying? I mean, literally he found bags of money. He knew what dirty politics was capable of. He did.
Keep going with that because people don't realize he was the cleanup. Right. He was the moral and integrity choice of Baltimore County residents to clean up that mess after Spiro Agnew and Dale Anderson.
I haven't listened to Bagman yet. I know both of you are much more potty than I am. You know.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I can still see election night, 1974, my former college political science professor, Perrin Mitchell, on TV saying, look at what's happening in Baltimore County. Look at my friend, Ted Venatoris. There's a new wind blowing through. And there truly was a new wind blowing through. And Damien, when you said he doesn't do singles, I was so struck by a couple of months ago when he and Stuart Baynham set up shop for a couple of days in Baltimore. And I'm sure this was all directed by Ted. I'm sure you remember. I mean, I was one of a cast of thousands invited down to sit with Stuart and Ted and some other folks from the new venture, just so they could pick my brain as to what I thought a new media venture might look like. That so taps into what you said about Ted not doing singles. And where I'm going to close with this, I guess, and go pour Bloody Mary is a good friend of mine. I've used this many, many times, but a minister in my past encounters once said at a memorial service, said, folks, just remember, you can lose your keys, you can lose your glasses, but you can never, ever lose your memories. And I am going to choose to be empowered by my memories of Ted. And, you know, as I pour that Bloody Mary, have a smile on my face and have a Venatoris Mary with a little dash of orange juice in it.
I'm sure in the coming weeks, you're going to grab some of the other former Baltimore County executives and we'll be talking. I know you had a whole panel of all of you with me at some point last year. And I know you're happy with that, that we got to spend some time. And we had Ted booked on today. I've been sharing some of the things out at Baltimore Positive. Ted spent a lot of time with us, really chunky sit downs, talking about Governor Schaefer and talking about Jerry Brown. All those stories are there in the Baltimore Positive repository. I'm going to unearth those in the coming days this week. So folks can go out and hear Ted in his own words. You know, I think the sit downs we had with him were very, very lengthy. They were over at State Fair. As I remembered a couple years ago, I drove Ted home, and certainly our thoughts to Lynn and to everyone in his space, Don, Damien, you know, your relationship. Damien, you want to close with anything on Ted Venatoris and the life of Ted Venatoris?
Just that integrity comes around. It proves it over and over again. You think people are in and out of politics or up and down, but if they have integrity, they're always there. You just don't see them until you need them. And Ted said to me, I talked to him about his aging, and he said, I don't pay attention to it. I don't want you to pay attention to it. And I'm going to get every last moment out of this life. And there's no doubt he did that.
Exclamation point, mic drop. Ted Venatoris, we love you.
Damian O'Doherty, former Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller. I'm Nestor. All of our wise conversations can be found out at BaltimorePositive.com. Luke is still covering the Ravens. He's out doing that. The Ravens are still playing, and I don't think this will be the last that we talk about Ted Venatoulis and his achievements around here, including the media entity that he's putting together with Stuart Bainham. So we'll continue to be continued, the story of Ted Venatoulis. No question about that. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.
Nestor, you were great. Don, you were great.